item on this service is the special excursion to Parsley Sidings.
Welcome to Parsley Sidings with Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Ian Lavender, Bill Pertwee, John Graham, and as the station master, Arthur Lowe. Running a railway station, however small, brings problems. So does being a father. And if your son is station booking clerk, cynical folk might expect your problems to be doubled. Not in the case of Horace Heppelwhite. His problems are treble.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Yes, come in. Sit down. Bertrand?
Bertrand? It's not my birthday, is it?
Bertrand, it is high time that you and I had a serious talk. For the next few moments, you may call me Father.
Thank you, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Bertrand, I'm worried about your future.
Oh, this morning's paper said my star was in the ascendant. I'm a Virgo, you know.
That doesn't surprise me.
As you know, it has long been my wish that when I wave my final flag at Parsley Sidings, you should succeed me as station master. As I succeeded my father, and he succeeded his father before him.
Yes, Father.
However, these things are not achieved without effort. You have to prove your worthiness.
Yes, Father.
In some ways, your school days were a disappointment to me.
Oh?
Notably, the fact that your only scholastic achievement was to play third angel in the school play.
I'm sorry, Father.
It's not too late. I want you to study for the railway exams.
Railway exams? Me?
It is the only way to advancement. I realize that you don't like studying, so I decided months ago that I should set you an example. And I entered myself for the station master grade 3 diploma.
You didn't.
I wish to inspire you. Are you inspired?
Wonderfully.
Good. I'm setting a pattern for you to follow. I want you to be able to say, my father was one, I want to be one too.
Yes.
Tomorrow I sit my exam. And remember, I am sitting it for you.
Will I pass?
That is a figure of speech, Heppelwhite. I will pass and inspire you to pass.
Ah.
Good, Bertrand. I'm glad that my words have stirred you. That is the end of our heart-to-heart. Now to railway business.
Right.
Mrs. Luke is retiring from her part-time job in the station buffet.
Retiring? Why?
She's 98, Heppelwhite. And her aim with the spout of her teapot is not what it used to be. The vicar is still recovering from his injuries.
Didn't he put a bread poultice on it?
It is difficult to apply a bread poultice to the spot where the tea hit him. In any event, we are left with the problem of running the station buffet.
Will we get another tea lady?
No, we can't afford one. Oh. As you know, Mrs. Luke was rewarded with a small allowance and all the cheese sandwiches she could eat. She really did the job because she enjoyed it.
She enjoyed pouring hot tea on the vicar. I remember her laughing.
Be that as it may, we shall not see her like again.
What are we going to do then?
You, Valentine, and Miss Simpkins will run the buffet between you.
Oh.
No need to thank me, my boy. I know you'll have to do as much as possible. Ah, 10 o'clock. The 9:45 is due at any minute. I shall go along to the tannoy booth and acquaint the others with my proposal. In the meantime, Heppelwhite, remain inspired. If a thing's worth doing, it's worth doing properly.
This is the 9:45 to Biggleswick, not stopping at Walton-on-Todd or Nettle-by-the-Road.
Sure. That was a narrow escape, Gloria. Cor, the sort of thing we porters have to watch out for.
Why, what happened?
Oh, that old lady dragging a heavy suitcase. She nearly saw me.
Oh, Percy, you can't leave her struggling on her own like that.
Perhaps you're right. I'll lend you my trolley. You go and give her a hand.
Oh.
No work to do, Valentine.
Oh, Mr. Heppelwhite, fancy meeting you.
The vicar's mother seems to be having trouble with her suitcase.
Good heavens, so she is.
I suggest you go to sister.
Right, sir. Thank you, sir. Of course, sir. I'm on my way, sir. Thank you, sir.
Any new posters, Miss Simpkins?
Yes, Mr. Heppelwhite. There was a seaside holiday one and a religious one. I've stuck them over that big stocking advert.
Let me see. Oh, dear. An unfortunate arrangement, Miss Simpkins.
Really?
Your new posters. You will see if you let your eye travel down from one to the other.
Sonny Clacton has lots to offer. Prepare to meet thy doom.
Let us hope the glue is not yet stuck.
Oh, well, I don't know. Some people.
What is it, Valentine?
I asked the vicar's mother if she wanted me to push her case anywhere.
And what did she say?
Oh, I don't even like to think about it.
I bet you'll be less inclined to dawdle next time. Now, I have some good news for you both.
Oh, lovely.
Now, Mrs. Luke, our tea lady, is retiring shortly.
Well, I hope she takes her pasties with her. Oh, dear. They've been here as long as she has.
Valentine.
Sir.
I'm speaking. Ah. Henceforth, the station staff will be entrusted to run the buffet themselves.
What's the good news?
Episode. You all have a great new role to fill for British Rail.
We can't spend time filling roles. We've got regular jobs to do. How can we run a buffet as well?
By organising your leisure time. From next week, I'm cutting out tea breaks.
No, that's you can't do that, Governor.
But while working the buffet, you will each be entitled to one cup per day from the urn at half a new penny less than the usual price.
One cup of tea a day?
I knew you'd be pleased. Come in.
Post, Mr. Heppelwhite.
My exam results are due today, Miss Simpkins. Have you seen an envelope that looks like exam results?
There's one here from Euston.
Ah, let me see.
Here.
Yes. Yes, indeed, Miss Simpkins. This is it.
Ooh.
Further to your recent exam. Blah, 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 blah. Top marks for neatness.
Ooh.
We are pleased to inform you that you are now a station master, grade 3.
Well done, Mr. Heppelwhite.
There's more.
Really?
I also inform you that in accordance with your new rank, you are now posted as assistant station master at Birmingham South. Your formal acceptance of this post is desired.
Oh, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Don't worry, Miss Simpkins. I shall politely turn it down. I'm honored, of course. No doubt I'm desperately needed in Birmingham. But Parsley Sidings needs me more.
Oh, we do.
Who else can give Parsley Sidings the direction she requires? Who else but a Heppelwhite could have turned disaster into triumph, as in Mrs. Luke's retirement?
Mr. Heppelwhite?
Take a letter, Miss Simpkins. Dear Euston, many thanks for your letter, and I'm honoured to hear that Birmingham... Miss Simpkins, you're not writing.
Mr. Heppelwhite, there's something I must tell you. We, the staff, have held a meeting about the ending of tea breaks and decided that we must voice our protest.
I beg your pardon, Miss Simpkins.
We have formed a tripartite works committee. You are now looking at Brother Simpkins. I must ask you to attend a meeting called by the committee to air our views.
A meeting? Where?
Round the back of the engine shed.
Comrades, or in this case, comrade, I put it to you. What is the working man's day without 7 hours in every 8 with his fingers wrapped round a mug of steaming hot tea? Look, at this point, Bert, you applaud madly.
Well, I'm nervous. Are you sure Dad won't mind us calling this meeting?
Who cares if he does mind? He's getting too high-handed lately. Look out, here he is. Oh.
Valentine, put down that red flag and get off that soapbox.
Mr. Heppelwhite, as duly elected representative of the Works Committee, I must place before you our proposals on the matter of the tea break. What is the working man's day without 7 hours in every 8 with his finger wrapped round a mug of steaming hot tea? Oi, Bert!
Pardon?
A mug of hot tea. Clap your hands madly, like this.
You're in training for a Fandango competition, Valentine.
Here are our terms, Mr. Applewhite. We want our tea break back. Right, we're now open to negotiation.
Am I to presume that you support this action, Miss Simpkins?
Yes, Mr. Heppelwhite.
I see. How about you, Heppelwhite?
As union convener, I must abide by the decision of my executive.
Union convener? And what are you, Valentine?
Treasurer.
I might have known. I'm surprised at you, Heppelwhite. Where is your loyalty to the railways?
I have no comment to make on this point until I have consulted with my executive.
We would appreciate a speedy answer before we take industrial action, Mr. Heppelwhite. You must bear in mind that the Ministry of Social Security closes in 20 minutes.
I see.
Now, there it is, Mr. Heppelwhite. Reinstate the tea break or we're out.
That will not be necessary. Simpkins, take a letter. Mm-hmm. Dear Houston, I hereby accept your offer of a transfer to Birmingham South. Yours faithfully, Horace Heppelwhite, Station Master Grade 3.
Oh, no. Mr. Heppelwhite!
Well, Bertrand, this is it. The train bringing your new Station Master will be here soon.
Yes.
I shall welcome him and then set off for Pastures New. This is goodbye.
Yes.
Don't say too much. I find this moment emotional enough as it is. I need not say how it pains me to be leaving Parsley Sidings under these conditions.
Well, it may get warmer when the sun comes out. Well, have you got your Birmingham phrase book?
It's in my case. I trust that you will serve your new station master well.
Of course. Oh, what's his name, Mr. Heppelwhite?
His name is Trimwick. He will be the first station master at Parsley Sidings who was not a Heppelwhite. Where are Valentine and Simpkins?
Oh, they're bringing the rest of your luggage. Here they come now.
Just in time. Here's the train. Goodbye, my boy. Remember to feed the station hen.
Yes.
And as we've had no eggs for a fortnight, I suggest a measure of castor oil in her mash.
Yes, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Here we are, Mr. Heppelwhite. Oh.
This looks like your new station master.
So, this is Parsley Sidings.
Mr. Trimwick, I presume.
Right. Who are this, yeah?
Pardon?
Watch it, Pinhead. And call me sir when you speak to me.
Well, I'll leave you now. I'm sure you'll all get along splendidly. Goodbye, old Parsley Sidings.
Goodbye, Mr. Heppelwhite. Wrap up warm. It's colder up north. Don't forget to take the tablets.
Right. You, porter. See that luggage?
Yeah.
Port it. Look lively. There's going to be some changes around here. Jump to it. Up two, three, four. Up two, three, four. Up two, three, four. And when I say sweep, I want to see you sweep that platform like it's never been swept before.
It hasn't.
Quiet in the ranks. Booking all operative, Heppelwhite. What? On the command, sweep. Wait for it. Sweep!
On the arms. Oh, can we stop for a tea break, Mr. Trimwick?
Tea break?
Tea break! He's gone all purple. Yeah, normally, you can't hit a note like that unless your trousers are too tight.
And on with that sweeping, the next man who makes the tea break is 10-day CB!
What's CB?
Coffee break.
Confined to booking all, that's what it means. So get on with it. Right, now, where's that chicken? Now, N, I want efficiency from you. From today, lay in by numbers. Chest out, beak back, wings by your side. On the count of three, begin. Three. Come along, then. All right, you horrible N. Let's see how you taste with 3 pounds of stuffing up here. That's better. Miss Simpkins, in future, I want all commuters assembling in an orderly fashion. The way they line up on the platform is a disgrace.
Yes, Mr. Trimwick.
I want this station to be the smartest in England, Miss Simpkins. The smartest in the world, in the universe.
Yes, Mr. Trimwick.
And another thing. Tomorrow I shall sack that old fool in the signal box.
Yes, Mr. Trimwick. Sack Bradshaw? You couldn't.
Valentine could do the signalling in between portering. Which reminds me, where is Valentine?
I don't know, Mr. Trimwick. I haven't seen him.
Psst. Over here.
Who's that?
It's me, you great twit.
What are you doing inside that milk churn?
I'm taking a tea break. It's my well-deserved rest after four solid days of graft. If Trimwick comes looking for me, tell him you don't know where I am.
Right.
Epplewhite. Have you seen Valentine, Epplewhite?
No.
And who was that talking just now?
A milk churn, Mr. Trimwick.
A milk churn?
No, me. Talking to a milk churn.
Do you often talk to milk churns, Epplewhite?
Only if they listen.
Why should a milk churn listen to you?
Maybe I have something to say of importance to milk churns.
Man, start raving. If you see Valentine, tell him I want him.
Has he gone?
Yes.
Oh.
It was never like this when Dad was here. Oh, I wish he'd never gone.
Yeah. I bet he's having a time of his life in Birmingham right at this minute.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, sir.
Who are you?
Horace Epplewhite, sir, your assistant station master.
Oh, you must be new. When did you start?
I've been here a week, sir.
I knew I'd seen you before, you know. I never forget a face. And how are you enjoying the big city life, eh? Bit different from that little, where is it you come from?
Past the sidings.
Never heard of it. How are your digs?
I was going to see you about that, Mr. Burke. Much as I don't mind sharing with 12 others...
What's the food like?
Well, I was going to...
Birmingham food has a taste like no other in the world, Epplewick.
White.
What?
White. My name's Epplewhite, sir.
Well, that's what I said.
No, sir, you said...
Now, look here. You're not going to cause trouble, are you? I don't mind things being in a friendly basis and all that, but you must remember that I am the station master, you know.
But, sir, I...
Right, so long as we have understanding. That's the main thing here, you know. Communication, see? I'll leave you here to get acquainted with your new desk.
I've been here a week, Mr. Burke.
I must check the computer report and that upline. You'll soon settle down when you've been here a few days, you know.
Oh,
Epplewick, if the phone rings, tell it I'm out.
Yes, sir. He's out.
Amazing.
Well, I suppose I'd better go and inspect the 14 platforms. Not that anyone would be interested. Wonder if they're missing me at Parsley Sidings. At least Bradshaw will. He didn't join that Bolshevik rabble.
Hello, Mr. Bradshaw.
Well, well, well. Mark Bartram and Miss Gloria, I... What bring you here to my signal box?
We don't know what to do about Mr. Trimwick.
Pardon?
Trimwick.
Oh, not half, Master Bertrand, right away up the lick.
Have you met Mr. Trimwick?
No. And then there's that new bloke. Keeps coming in here and standing my levers to attention. Every time he does it, he changes the points. He made one of them salute yesterday. And sent the Glasgow Express to Bristol.
We've got bad news for you, Mr. Bradshaw. It concerns Mr. Trimwick.
Who?
The new station master.
The nude station master? Nude? What? Where does he stick his whistle?
He's going to give you the sack.
Not the elbow, Miss Gloria.
Everybody hates Mr. Trimwick. We want to try and get rid of him.
No, no. I shouldn't do that. Now, I tell you what, though. Why not get rid of the nude station master?
We could do it if Dad would come back.
Of course, you'd have to ask Mr. Applewhite if he'd come back, you know. Then we could get him to put his clothes on. Or else rub it with wintergreen.
Rub what with wintergreen?
Oh, my knee.
What's wrong with your knee?
I'm glad you asked me that, Master Persian. Hincham, an hereditary disease of the railways. Signalman's ankle.
Well, why have you got it on the knee?
I wear very high socks. It's highly advisable, you know, with the draught I get coming under that door.
So, this is where you're all hiding. I might have known you'd be at the bottom of it, Bradshaw.
Where, sir?
At the bottom.
No, is it more in the knee? It's a draught, you see, so there was a time when they issued you with an ankle-length balaclava helmet. You never found out till you got it on which way round the hole was.
Quiet, you. Snuck around. I know your sort, Bradshaw. There's no place for you in the modern railway. You're an idle, incompetent, crafty old blackguard.
Did you hear what he called me? He said I was old. They didn't think I was too old and we had to fight the boys.
Oh. Poor Mr. Bradshaw. Take no notice.
What are we going to do, Gloria?
Well, you'd better go and see your father and ask him to come back.
He might not want to come back.
Well, perhaps he doesn't like it in Birmingham.
But what if he does like it?
No, we'll just have to put up with Mr. Trimwick, or else leave the railway.
Excuse me, Station Master.
Ah, Bloggs, isn't it?
No, Heppelwhite, sir.
Well, let's not split hairs. What can I do for you, Bloggs?
Well, this may seem trivial to you, sir.
Yes. Still, never hesitate to bring me your problems, you know. Struth, is that the time? I must dash. I can't keep talking to you all day, not with a station to run, you know.
Well, yes, sir, but oh, he's gone.
Hello, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Hello.
Bertram! I happened to be passing, so I thought I'd drop in.
Well, it's wonderful to see you. Come into my office. It's just here.
Thanks. Ooh. Big, isn't it?
It is indeed. One feels so much more fulfilled looking after a station of this size.
Oh. We thought perhaps you might not like it here.
Not like it? Good heavens. It's a wonderful place. Libraries, museums, the all-night vegetarian restaurant. Life could easily become one long round of pleasure.
Oh. What are the people like?
One can truthfully say that it's difficult to describe the friendly atmosphere here. The station master looks to me, with my wealth of experience, to run the station most of the time.
You're not, lonely, then?
Lonely? Oh, good heavens, no. Different attitude altogether from past sightings. Which reminds me, how is the old place?
Oh, fine. Fine.
Oh. I hoped, that is, I thought perhaps you might find things difficult without me in charge.
Oh, no, no. It's all going very smoothly. Oh, Gloria sent you this.
Half a bar of chocolate.
I got hungry on the train and ate the other half.
Is everybody keeping well?
Yes, yes.
How's the new station master?
Oh, he's settled in nicely.
Good.
Well,
after you.
Oh, that's all right. I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh.
I suppose I'd better be going.
Already? Well, of course, it's quite a long journey back.
Yes. I'm glad you're enjoying it here.
And I'm glad everything's fine back at Parsley Sidings.
Yes. Well, goodbye, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Goodbye, Bertram. Have a nice journey back.
Oh, I will. Goodbye.
We want you back, Dad.
What?
Mr. Heppelwhite, Father, we don't like it at Parsley Sidings without you. Won't you be our station master again?
Well, I'm astonished and flattered and I...
Ah, yo, Bloggs.
Oh, station master, allow me to introduce my son, Bertrand. He's the booking hall clerk at Parsley Sidings.
Where Father was before Mr. Trimwick became station master.
Did you say Trimwick?
Yes.
He was here as a porter before he took his station master exams. A wonderful fellow.
That's the kind of man I'd like here.
Would you indeed? I wonder, station master, how would it be if Mr. Trimwick and I exchanged our present posts?
What? You mean you'd sacrifice Birmingham for...
For the sake of the railways? Yes, I would sacrifice Birmingham.
Oh, wonderful fellow. What spirit. Oh, Bloggs, you know, you're a man after my own heart. It's a real pleasure to lose you.
Think nothing of it, sir. Bertrand?
Yes?
Hurry back to Parsley Sidings. Put my slippers by my desk. And leave the family timetable open beside my armchair.
Yes.
Horace Heppelwhite will be coming home.
Welcome back, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Oh, good to see you. Good to see him. Doesn't he look nice?
Ah, Simpkins, Bertrand, Buck. And Clara.
Buck.
Thank you. Ah, it's good to be back. Oh, that air smells wonderful.
It's muck spreading in Barley Meadow.
Where's Valentine?
He's just getting you something, Mr. Heppelwhite. Oh, here he comes now.
Here you are, Mr. Heppelwhite. A cup of tea to welcome you back.
That's very good of you, Valentine. But surely I'm interrupting your tea break.
Oh, no, sir. No. I made it. You see, it's my turn on the buffet rotor.
Ah, yes. Yes, the buffet rotor. In future, we'll hear no more of that.
Hooray! What am I?
Mr. Heppelwhite.
In my luggage, you'll find a little something I purchased in Birmingham.
Oh.
An automatic tea machine. I'm sure it will answer our problem.
Cool. What about that? A tea machine?
Now, this machine will do the buffet and also supply the tea for your tea breaks, which I think we'll extend to 3 a day.
Oh, Mr. Heppelwhite.
However, Valentine, as you've already made a pot, perhaps a cup each would be rather appropriate now.
Right.
We could drink a toast.
Oh, good idea, Mr. Heppelwhite. What should we drink to?
What else, Heppelwhite, but to Parsley Siding? Yeah. Oh.
Assisting the passage of British Rail from Parsley Sidings were Arthur Lowe as Horace Heppelwhite, Kenneth Connor as Valentine Bradshaw and Clara the Hen, Ian Lavender as Bert, Liz Fraser as Gloria, Bill Pertwee as Trimwick, and John Graham as Burke. The programme was written by Jim Eldridge and produced by Edward Taylor.